I'm going to move on to the Achievement Award competition. So now we will go over details about the Achievement Award competition in the final portion of our call this evening. And the Achievement Award is designed for full-time farmers. This award is geared towards those who get the majority of their income from a production agriculture operation. There is also a piece of this that of eligibility that involves the ownership or the management decision-making responsibilities on the farm. And the reason I say that is because if you farm full-time but are not part of the management and decision making, whereas somebody else is telling you what to do on a daily basis, or you don't have any financial investment in the farm where you act, where you have your own personal finances or on the line or invested in the operation, then this competition is not the best competition for you. This competition is designed for those folks that have some sort of skin in the game, per se, when it comes to financial obligation, risk, and decision making on the farm. The Achievement Award competition is composed of an application and an on-farm judging. Now, when the judges come on farm, it is not to judge your farm. It is to basically verify what they have seen in the application and to just kind of put a picture to go with the words is really what that is about. So having the judges come on farm gives them a chance to dig a little deeper, understand a little bit better, and also to put some verification to what they've read on paper. That's one thing that a lot of people don't understand. So really where all of your points are coming from or where your score is coming from is from the application itself. And the on-farm judging simply has the ability to influence the application scores. Let's say a judge could score the application low in one area, but maybe there was something that the judge didn't understand about, you know, that particular section. And when they get on farm, they get some clarity. Oh, I understand what you mean now. Well, then that judge's score might shift a little bit for that section, and it could impact the overall score. So that's how this competition is run. It is an application process where the application's due November 1st, and then on-farm judging happens around the second week of December, where the judges come and meet with the farmer, and then the winner is announced at the YF&R conference this year. That will be on February 8th in Charleston, South Carolina. You can apply for the Achievement Award as a couple or as an individual, and the prize, if you are a finalist in the Achievement Award competition, you win $1,000. And if you are the winner of the Achievement Award competition, you win a Ford truck. So the winning prize is actually $33,750 towards the purchase of a new Ford truck, in addition to two expense paid trip to American Farm Bureau American Farm Bureau conferences. And one of them is the AFBF convention, where you get to compete nationally. The national competition is held 1 year after you win at the state level. So you actually have a year to continue to improve your application or work on things on your farm that you've been wanting to work on, or whatever the case may be. I would say the biggest thing about the Achievement Award competition is that the application is, what I have experienced is that farmers tend to realize that they haven't sat down long enough to think about some of these things while they've been farming. And when they sit down with this application, suddenly they start to think about, oh yeah, well, I actually made this change 5 years ago, and 2 years ago I made this other change, and I made this investment and I made that investment. And they start to see a little bit more of their farming portfolio in a bigger picture. And that's something that not only is great for the competition itself, but it's also, I have observed that it is also very beneficial to the farmers and to the farming operations, because it gives you a chance to really grow in your understanding of your own operation and your understanding of your financials and everything else that you may not have stopped long enough to really think about or put on paper before. So that's my impression from having worked with award winners in the past. But I'd love to hear from the folks that we have on the phone. Davis Peeler is on the line. He's our 2018 South Carolina winner and 2019 American Farm Bureau winner. And Jimmy Lee and Katie are on the line as well, from Newberry, who, if I'm not mistaken, were our 2016 winners. Is that right, Jimmy Lee and Katie?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So I'd love to hear from you guys. I know a lot of people are a little timid about applying for this award, sometimes because they just don't like to talk about, you know, their own success or their farm. And then sometimes because the application's intimidating. And I'd love to hear from you guys what you would like, what you think others should hear. We'll start with you, Jimmy Lee and Katie, and then we'll go to Davis.
You kind of were talking about the, you know, the changes on the farm and things, and looking at this application. You kind of hit the nail on the head there for us. When I sat down and started looking at this application and thinking about things that had happened on the farm and things that had really put in a pencil with the finances and all kind of things, I mean, it just is overwhelming, the changes that we had made. We have gone from, from this many acres to this many acres and started planting this crop, these crops, this much irrigation. We changed our beef cattle program, you know, to fit different selling times and, you know, those kind of things. So it is a lot of us and things, you know, you just hadn't took time to think about. But another thing to really think about, too, is what on this application. I mean, it still wants your Farm Bureau involvement and your community involvement and those things, too. So you still got to think about all the other things other than just the farm. So it's a really in-depth process. And, I mean, I'll tell anybody that has ever asked me about it, I'll tell, you know, you spend months on this application instead of days or weeks, and it took us quite a while to get it to where I was somewhat happy with it to submit it. One other little tidbit, I've heard a few comments about the finances. Some people don't want to release their finances and this, that, other. Listen, you know, Farm Bureau is they're very careful with how these finances are. You know, who sees those things and think, you know, that's not something that's going to be public knowledge. The judges or only people who are going to see that. And, you know, that's not something to be concerned with. I've had quite a few people just tell me that. And that's not something that just to be concerned of, that they handle that in a professional manner. And that's that. So once again, you know, there's a lot of people that have done this competition, and you know, they can give you some pointers on how to look at, you know, it's hard to put into words what you do on your farming operation. You know, it's hard to put into words, you know, what you're really trying to say. So I recommend, you know, letting somebody look at it. You know, you try to put it on paper and let somebody look at it. Let somebody who's already been a past winner, or either your field staff or somebody state staff. I mean, there's a lot of people in the state that have actually judged these competition things. I mean, to ask questions about them. when it comes to the interview, or coming to home farm judging or whatever, we were being interviewed. It was kind of during the 1,000-year flood. It was about the week before that, but if everybody remembers, I mean, we were still really, really wet, and we were just pouring down rain. We met, we got a pond house on the farm here, and we met down there, sat down, and we went over all they had. Judges there going over the application, asking me all kind of questions, and we got into a four-wheel drive truck, and we tried to go around and just see things. But really what they want to get down, sit down and talk to you and just get clarity on exactly what you're trying to say in an application. And, you know, they can tell by talking to you, what's going on. Make sure just verify everything that you put down on paper. So it's a nerve-wracking experience. You know, you get worried about it, but once you sit down to do it, it flows pretty good. So that's really all I've got.
The only thing I can say, the best advice I got from a field staff person before our interview is I'm typically the talker out of our relationship, out of me and Jimmy Lee, and the best advice I got was to sit back and to push Jimmy Lee to do the talking. And so during the interview, my job was pretty much just to sit there and let him talk. And then if there was any way I could add input that supported something he said, then that's when I talked. Mainly because he's the one who was doing the farming operation. And in our application, I was the support person and the extracurricular, I guess. I did all the, the evening stuff. So don't get your feelings hurt if you're a spouse and somebody helping you says, let your husband take the lead or let your spouse take the lead. They're not saying that mean. They just, that's the type of questions that will be asked, is farming operation questions. So the person who's involved in those kind of needs to be the one answering those questions.
Great. Let's go to Davis Peeler. So Davis, what do you feel like is one of the most important things you think folks should keep in mind if they're considering applying for this award?
I think one of the biggest things is don't think about the size of your operation, that some niche market style farms have a shot at this too. It's not always a huge row crop farmer being a small dairy farmer in the upstate of South Carolina. I never dreamed I had a shot at winning the achievement award, but starting at 18, going to the YF&R conference, it was always a dream of mine. I know Jimmy Lee and Katie pretty much hit everything on the head on this, but going back and thinking about the application and being nervous, it was a joy to be able to look back at what my farm looked like when I came home from school and to what it is now and to what I want it to be for the future of me and my children. Was probably the best thing that came out of it. And, seeing those goals that you've reached and the new goals that you want to reach and new barns going up to achieve those was probably the most rewarding thing out of it. You also find things that need to change in your operation and possibly an accountant. Sorry. But I stressed the most over the on-farm visit. And when they got here, it was just like sitting down with just an agriculture enthusiast and being able to share your life and your dreams and your goals. And within 2 minutes of talking to them, those nerves are gone and it's great conversations. I don't know much else to say. Jimmy Lee hit everything that I had in mind of talking about.
Well, that's good.
Because I know Jimmy Lee has the same nerves I do.
Yeah, that's great. Well, that's a good perspective too, especially just for you to reflect on what you got out of it over and above just, the application and the awards and all that kind of stuff. But that it was a meaningful experience for you even without taking into account the awards.
I just know you talked, like talking to previous members of the YF&R, that didn't apply for it and they wish they would have and they've aged out, once you're aged out, it's over. You don't have that shot. And, you know, like I said, I never thought that my small dairy would have a shot at even winning the state, much less doing well at nationals. And what if I'd have went along those lines of, you know, yeah, I've inherited some things. You know, I'm fourth generation of dairy farm. I didn't build this operation totally on my own. I hate to see people not give it a shot when they do have a shot. And even if you're a finalist, it's $1,000 in your pocket.
And you bring up a good point, and I think I'll close with this actually, and that is age eligibility, because I know that this can be confusing for a lot of people. I do encourage you, if you're looking at applying and you're not sure about your age eligibility, please reach out to me and I will answer those questions for you. But it is listed in the application and in the eligibility section. It tells you when you, by what date you cannot have turned 36. Okay. And I don't really want to say it right now because it is different for our discussion meet competition than it is for our excellence and our achievement award, just because of when people compete nationally. But in order to compete at the state level, you have to be eligible to compete at the national level on our timeline. So the Excellence in Agriculture Award and the Achievement Award sample applications that are posted online, on about page 2 or 3, there is a timeline. And you need to look at that timeline so that you can see what happens over the course of applying, being named as a finalist, being named as a winner, competing at the national level, and that kind of thing. That way you can see, if I advance in this competition, these are the things that I'll advance to. And you can also see on there what your age eligibility must be. So just remember that for excellence, if you win in South Carolina, February of 2020, you will compete nationally January of 2021. So that is the timeline for someone who is competing and potentially could be a winner. If anybody has any questions about age eligibility or any kind of eligibility for that matter, please let me know. My email address is jcabrera@scfb.org. My work phone number is 803-936-4244. And you can also find me on the South Carolina Farm Bureau Young Farmers and Ranchers Facebook group. You can message me, whatever is easiest for you to get in touch with us. We are happy to help answer your questions as you go. But I will say that neither I nor any of the folks on my team at the state staff level review applications ahead of time. So you must reach out to your field staff or previous competitors, ag teachers, professors, community members, whoever you would like to reach out to have them preview and read over your application for you at the state level. I do not read the applications until the judges have scored the applications. I only preview them for eligibility, and then the judges do the rest of the work. So I do that on purpose in order to keep the integrity of the competition in place. So just please understand that I can answer any questions that you have about eligibility or about guidelines or about applications, but I cannot preview your application or help you edit your application beforehand. But we do have other people in the organization, and we have people out in the field or partners that we work with, previous judges and whatnot, who would all be great people to take a look at your application for you. So I hope that this has answered your questions. If you are interested in knowing more about the Discussion Meet, Excellence in Agriculture Award, or Achievement Award, if you have any additional questions, please reach out. I'd like to thank our participants in the call this evening. Thank you to Jimmy Lee and Katie Shaw of Newberry. Thank you to Chris and Alicia Stevens from Ori-Loris, and thanks to Davis Peeler from Anderson County. Thank you guys for participating in the call, and let us know if we can answer any questions for you. Y'all have a good evening.